Every 8 seconds, we have someone turning 65. We have a crisis that is approaching us like a train in a tunnel and you see a headlight. We need to wake up. We need to do something about it.
Tony Francetta is the president of the Ford Alliance for Retired Americans, a group advocating that the full Florida legislature pass a memorial that urges Congress to restore funding to the Supportive Housing for the Elderly program. It's a program that helps low-income seniors with affordable housing, but over the last couple of years, federal funds have dwindled, and last year there was no funding at all.
Funding for low-cost housing has drastically decreased from $650 million appropriated in 2005 to $78 million in 2011 and zero in 2012. That is unacceptable.
Senator Joseph Abruzzo is a Senate sponsor of the memorial, and he says without the necessary funds, construction of housing has been put on hold, which he says does nothing to meet the needs of Florida's growing senior population.
We have an increasingly growing senior population that without some funds that will go to ensure that our seniors can live a decent life in a normal dwelling, we are really putting Americans in a great disadvantage.
It's estimated that about a fourth of Florida's population is made up of seniors over the age of 60. And the bill's House sponsor, Mark Pafford, says the lack of funding for seniors doesn't make any sense.
Aside from tourism and agriculture, there are some that would argue that the retirement industry is actually the second largest economy in the state of Florida, with billions of dollars flowing into the state. And so you have to wonder why the state of Florida, through Senator Abruzzo's Senate bill and my bill, we have to ask the federal government for assistance.
And Steve Fertulis agrees. He's the executive director of Elderly Housing and Development Operations. He says if the federal government addresses this now, it will be beneficial down the road. But he says if Congress continues to wait, there will be an even bigger problem down the road. He says the senior population is growing and will continue to grow, and so will the need for affordable senior housing. He says by 2030, one out of five Americans will be a senior citizen, and the situation is currently dire.
In every single building that we have, especially in Florida, we have over 5 years waiting list of someone waiting for somebody to die or move out of our units, of our apartments, so they can live there. So the need of affordable housing under Section 202 of the government is critical more than ever.
Both the House and Senate bills have been assigned to committees, but they have not yet been taken up. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.